and for.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the August 26th live edition. Boy, isn't this coming weekend? It's Labor Day, right? Coming up, and that is the end of the summer? Holy cow! Well, we've got the S&P up 2.5 points this morning to begin the day. The S&P is at 1,666 right now. We've got the Dow up 9 points to 15,019. Hey, there we are. We're back up above 15,000 again. The NASDAQ is up 11 points today to 3,668 points. The 10-year yield is at 2.79%. Gold. Gold continues to make a move. I made a big commentary about gold in my newsletter over the weekend. Gold is really on the move here. Gold is at 1396, closing in on 1400 here real fast. Oil is up 4 cents this morning, the $105 per barrel, and the euro is at 1.338 this morning. So we've got a good start to the week. We are almost, 3-fourths of the way through 2013, and of course it's been a very good year in the market. It's been a year in the market that has favored the equities, and that's about it. And more specifically, domestic equities, and that's about it. And even more specifically than that, small and mid-cap equities, and that's about it. That's how 2013 going so far. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, a lot was made last week of the announcement that Steve Ballmer would be retiring from his CEO post at Microsoft. And, of course, Microsoft responded with a real big gain on Friday, which has got to hurt a guy's ego, obviously. Let's just take a look and check in and see how Microsoft is starting the week off here again. You know what? I don't have a current quote on Microsoft. Don't tell me we're having problems on the NASDAQ again. Looks like Microsoft is up a little bit this morning. But I think it points out something. It points out a fact. It points out how important management is to a company. And I've talked about this subject many, many times. I don't know. You know, I get a lot of flack for taking a look at past performance when I look at current stocks. And people will say, well, you know what? You're just looking at past performance. That has nothing to do with the company today. And I guess I would argue with that. Past performance shows me what the company has done in the past. And more than likely, they still have that same management team that has carried them this far. You know, past performance, we had our fantasy football draft over the weekend. I've got my team all set for 2013. Don't you think past performance was an awfully big factor in me selecting Arian Foster as my running back and Cam Newton as my quarterback and Vincent Jackson and Hakeem Nicks as my receivers? Why? Because they're proven. They've proven themselves. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't stumble. That doesn't mean that they can't have terrible years this year. And that doesn't even mean that they can't get injured and go down the first week of the year and they're out for the season. But it just seems that drafting somebody who has past performance, who has proven themselves in the NFL, catching passes for touchdowns, coming up with big third down and three conversions, it means a lot. I think it means a lot, not only in sports, but I think it also means a lot in the stock market. You know, I was always flabbergasted that if it as it related to a mutual fund, it was really easy to find past performance on a mutual fund. I mean, that's probably the most critical piece that you can have in judging a mutual fund. That is the number one criteria for judging a mutual fund. You're going to pull up that mutual fund. Let's just say it's the American Growth Fund, Growth Fund of America, which is a huge, huge mutual fund. You're going to take a look. Well, how's it done over the last 15 years? And how does that compare to the overall market? How has it done over the last 10 years? And how does that compare to the overall market? How about the last 5 years? How about the last 3 years? How about since the market bottom in 2009? How's it doing year to date? Are they in the right places in the market this year? Are they beating the S&P 500? How about the year 2008? You see, if I was buying a mutual fund, I would definitely want to know how that fund held up or didn't hold up, which is more likely the case. Back in 2008, when the market was down 38.5%, how did the fund do? Was it down 56%? Was the fund loaded up in banks and companies that loan money, etc., etc.? Well, to me, that's a very, very important factor. How about, yesterday they had $1 million horse race here in California, the Pacific Classic Stakes. And the horse that won was one of the best horses in the country right now. Game on, dude. You got to look at his past performance. I just glanced. I said, why does this horse get so much hype? What's all the hoopla around Game on, dude? I looked at his past performance. I go, that's why all the hoopla around Game on, dude. He's got quite a track record. Now, having said that, obviously, there's no guarantee that they're going to carry their past performance into today's race. There's no guarantee that the guys I drafted in my fantasy football league are going to carry their past performance into this year's season. There's no guarantee that the mutual fund that I buy is going to continue that solid performance that it's racked up over the last several years. But aren't the chances greater? Haven't you increased the probability? Instead, let's look at the alternative. Okay, I could have drafted a bunch of guys that have very little or no record in the NFL. Maybe a guy that caught 8 passes last year for the New York Giants. Maybe a guy that is a second string quarterback. You're hoping that the starter goes down and he gets his shot. Or I could have selected one of the horses that has been running up the track over the last year against a horse that's been walloping the competition. Or I could buy stocks that have been underperforming the market by a wide margin. Or I can select a mutual fund that has been just a mediocre, miserable performer, thinking that all of a sudden somehow it's going to wake up and be a good performer this year. Well, you know what? There's something to be said for being a contrarian, buying things when they're low and when they're down and out. But I don't know. My history has shown me that buying something low and down and out, it can continue lower and go out even further before it finally gets its sea legs and starts to recover. And if that company doesn't have a track record in the past, why should they all of a sudden start to establish a track record? Oh, there's been lots of great upsets in the world of horse racing. There's been lots of great upsets. There's been players that have come out of nowhere to become stars in the NFL. There's mutual funds that all of a sudden caught fire, started to be in the right areas of the market. There's stocks that were unheard of last year that are market leaders this year. But aren't those the exceptions as opposed to the rules? I've got a 25-spot roster that I need to fill. Call it 25 to 30. I want to own the very best stocks that I could possibly own at any given time, given today's market environment, which favors domestic small cap and mid cap stocks. At least that was the case last week. We're going to check here in a moment to see if that's still the case this week. Don't I want to own the best companies out there? Is that JCPenney's? Is that Microsoft? Is that BlackBerry? Is that Hewlett-Packard? Is that Dell? I don't think so. I go in a completely different direction. I like to buy stocks that are performing, but I like to buy them at a reasonable price. Doesn't that just make logical sense? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. All right, let's take a look at where the markets are year to date. There's just, 4 weeks left, and it's the end of the third quarter. I can hear the back-to-school bells ringing. I can hear Labor Day approaching. I can see the days getting shorter. We're moving right through summer, much to my chagrin. And here's where we stand so far this year. We have an S&P 500 that is up 16.6%. By contrast, my aggressive growth account is now up 27.5%, I think, something like that, after all expenses. And, of course, you can get my newsletter and see what's in my aggressive growth account. This has been a year that has greatly favored small and mid-cap stocks, more aggressive stocks as opposed to big blue chip stocks. That's evidenced by the Dow. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 14.5% year to date. Emerging markets down 13.2. I'm using the Vanguard Emerging Market Index, which is VWO. I've kept you out of emerging markets all year long. They're down 13.2%, while the S&P is up 16.6%. Having any kind of exposure to the emerging markets this year has been detrimental, has hurt your overall portfolio performance. Now, you could say, yes, but it's spread me around. It's spread my risk around. You know, you've heard me say it. I'm not a believer in asset allocation. I believe in following the assets that are working at any given point in time. For that reason, I have also been completely out of the bond market in 2013. Treasuries are down 14%. Year to date. As you can see, a 50-50 stock bond portfolio, basically even on the year. If you're 50 years old and you're going by the conventional wisdom of asset allocation, you've got a 0% year going. In fact, you're probably down a little bit when you throw in the returns of the emerging markets and precious metals that you might also have exposure to. A 60-40 bond stock mix would be underwater this year. A 70-30, or rather bond stock mix, would be also greatly underwater this year. Even a 60-40 stock bond mix would be barely ahead this year. I've had no exposure to the bond market in 2013, not even for my income accounts. Instead, for my income investors, I've gone into small, mid-cap, large-cap stocks that pay dividends and also offer capital appreciation. And those accounts are up like 12 to 13% year to date. That's a heck of a lot better than being down 14% in the bond market. China down 11.8% year to date. Now here's the one I want to stop and dwell on for a moment. Gold began the year at $1,368 per ounce. Gold is now $1,396 per ounce. Year to date, gold is up, 2%, something like that. And last year, gold was up 6%. So you can see that gold has also severely underperformed the market over the last 12 months and over the last 2 years. But What about this technical move that gold has made here recently? I mean, it's even caught my eye. Gold has been coming down since the fall of last year. About this time last year, gold has been sinking. Gold finally hit bottom back in July, beginning of July, about 7 weeks ago. And gold has been in rally mode ever since. Gold has gone from about, $1,200 a share to $1,400 a share. It's made about a 15% move off of the bottom. Gold has now crossed over its 20-day moving average. Gold has now crossed over its 50-day moving average. And in fact, those two moving averages have now crossed over. Gold is on a technical buy signal. However, as you know, when I analyze stocks, the chart of the stock is the last piece of the puzzle. There's a lot of stocks, there's a lot of indexes, there's a lot of sectors out there, asset classes, that are currently on technical buy signals. But what else do I require? I also require performance. And I also require valuation. I don't know how to put a value on gold. I really don't. I mean, the only thing I could do is value some of these mining companies, and I don't see much value there. Let's just suffice it to say, I don't know what gold is worth. It's very, very difficult because gold trades on so many intangible factors. That's why I have a hard time buying gold. There's a lot of intangibles. But having said that, I have owned it in the past, and I've made money from it in the past. So let's focus on the performance of gold right now and see where the performance grade comes in to see if we can justify performance and a technical buy signal to start adding gold to our portfolios once again. Over the last 5 years, gold has delivered 10.7% per year to investors. That's about double, in fact, a little bit more than double the market return, which is 5.2%. So gold's five-year performance is pretty good. But let's look at what gold has done lately. Over the last 3 years, while the market has been delivering almost 16% per year, gold has only been up at a rate of 4% per year. Over the last 3 years, gold has sorely underperformed the stock market, equities. Whatever you want to blame it on, whoever you want to give credit for that, probably the Fed. The Fed pumping money into the system has probably brought gold down because it's held the dollar. It should have killed the dollar, but it hasn't. The dollar has stood firm. You could blame the problems in Europe for keeping our dollar low, or keeping our dollar steady, actually is what I should say. And gold doesn't like a steady dollar. Gold likes a dollar that's crashing. And our U.S. dollar at the current time is not crashing. Over the last 12 months, okay, this is really critical, really a critical statistic here. Over the last 12 months, 1 year ago today, while the market's up 18.7%, gold is down 16.7%. That's 35 points of differential there. Gold gets a performance or momentum grade of C- right now. So even though gold is on a technical buy signal right now, that would be the only reason you would be buying it. I'm not going to talk you out of buying it. Out of 3,512 different things I have to invest in, gold comes in at number 1,893 right now. So, you know, you technicians, you have fun with it. I'm going in a different direction. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever.
I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high-net-worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, early in the week, we like to look at the big picture of the market because that's absolutely critical, the big picture of the market. That sets our strategy in place. The market has been in a bull market for the last 4.5 years, since March of 2009. Do you know how lucky you have it? You've been in a bull market since March of 2009. Maybe you didn't even realize it. During that period of time, the S&P has gone from 666 to 1,700. That's some hefty gains. That's gains of about 140%. And all along the way, you heard people telling you why you shouldn't be in the market, why you should be selling everything and buying gold, or why you should be buying whatever, anything, but the stock market. And yet the stock market has been right. You've been wrong. The pundits, the bears, the doomsday, the doom and gloom reporters have been wrong. And the market has been right. The question is this 4.5-year-old bull market still intact? And if it is, what are the asset classes that we should have our money invested in right now? Well, if we look at a 1-year chart here, if we look at a 2-year chart, if we look at a 3-year chart, if we look at a 5-year chart of the S&P 500, it continues to be in a primary uptrend. Another word for a primary uptrend is a bull market. I don't see any cracks in this technical pattern yet. We had a crack back in June of this year. That's when I started flying the yellow and red flags, because we didn't know if that crack would turn into something serious. Because eventually this bull market is going to crack and it's going to start falling to pieces, and other areas of the market, mostly defensive areas of the market, maybe even inverse areas of the market, are going to start assuming command. But for now, there doesn't seem to be any cracks in this technical pattern of this bull market. That's the technical pattern. That's just part of the puzzle, the technical pattern. Like I said with gold, I like the technical pattern of gold right now. But the performance of gold doesn't measure up. It doesn't place it in one of the top asset classes. What are the top asset classes as we get ready to approach September of 2013? Number one asset class this week, boy, it's been at the top for a long time, about a year now, small cap growth index. A small cap stock is defined by its market capitalization. Microsoft is not a small cap stock. Intel is not a small cap stock. Apple is not a small cap stock. A small cap stock, generally speaking, is somewhere in the $300 or $400 million range on up to about $2 billion. And then they start turning into mid caps. The second leading asset class is the small cap dividend index. Well, that's almost the same as the small cap growth index. The third leading asset class amongst the 45 that I track is the small cap value index. Okay, so we've got all our bases covered there. Small cap growth, small cap value, small cap dividend. And by the way, you can buy those. Those are ETFs. Small cap growth is IJT. Nice chart. Small cap dividend is DES. Nice chart. Small cap value is IJS. Nice chart. Okay, let's take a look at number four asset class. It's mid-cap value. Well, that's just one step above. That's a very close cousin. Kissing cousins is what they are. Mid-cap value is VOE. Nice chart there. And by the way, these four that I've just mentioned, the top four out of my 45 asset classes, they're all domestic. Nothing to do with international. Number five. Okay, here's finally something odd in the mix. Little bit of chocolate in this vanilla ice cream mix here. International Small Cap Dividend Index. Well, that probably includes a lot of U.S. small caps if it's international. Generally speaking, I believe the international funds can own American stocks too. But there's a small cap party going on all over the world right now, even in Europe. What's the sixth ranked asset class right now? The micro cap index. These are little guys, under 200, 300 million. A lot of biotechs, a lot of regional banks. A lot of regional banks in the micro cap index. Why are regional banks doing so well in 2013? Rising interest rates, giving them a little bit more spread in between what they take in money at and what they loan out money at. What's the eighth ranked asset class, seventh ranked? The NASDAQ 100, technology stocks. And finally, number eight is mid-cap growth. What do they all have in common? They're all equities. Every single one of them is equity related. You know, I usually don't go much further than those top eight. That's why I have all equities right now, and I've had them all year long. No commodities, no international stuff, no fixed income stuff at all. Has that helped you in 2013? Well, you heard me go over the results just a little bit earlier. You've got the stock market up 16% so far this year, and you've got the bond market down 14%. And you've got the emerging markets down 14%. So yes, being 100% in domestic equities has been a big boom here to our portfolio returns so far in 2013. If you're an income investor, if you're a conservative investor, if you're a growth investor, or if you're a high-flying, aggressive investor, those have been the places to be in 2013. What are the worst asset classes to be in as we approach September of 2013? Has anything changed over the last year? The worst asset class to be invested in is to be a bear. Sorry, the doom and gloom report, Mark Faber, all you other guys, you're getting crushed. Out of the 3,500 different assets that I follow, or different investments that I follow, the inverse 500, S&P 500, which is SH symbol, is ranked number 3,430. Right behind it, emerging markets, 3,425. Right behind that, mortgage REITs, interest rate sensitive. I had some mortgage REITs last year, did real well with them. There's proof. Things go in favor and out of favor. Mortgage REITs are ranked number 3,378. Short-term bonds, 3,343. Emerging market index, 2,951. These are the areas you don't want to have, in my opinion. This is my opinion. You do whatever you want. If you want to put together an asset allocation, be my guest. The worst places you can possibly be are in the bond market, being short the market, being in emerging markets, and being in precious metals or commodities. Absolute worst places you can be. Now let's just take a look at some of the indexes around the world. Small cap, Vanguard Index, mid cap, Dividend Index, NASDAQ Index, Russell 2000, mid cap Russell, S&P 400, which is a mid-cap index, mid-cap growth index. Once again, there's been no change. Now, eventually, this leaderboard is going to start coming apart. And the leaders are going to start dropping from the top, and others are going to start making their charge on the back nine, and there's going to be some shakeup amongst this leaderboard. It's kind of like a relay race that we're running. Eventually, these small and mid-cap stocks start to fall out of favor for whatever reason. We don't know what reason it will be yet, but there's one lurking out there. There's no doubt about that. And these leading asset classes will start to fall from grace. The question is, do you continue to ride those asset classes? Are you a buy and holder? Do you believe that over time it's been proven that small-cap stocks have outperformed large-cap stocks? Well, then just stick with it. I believe in moving on. I believe in packing my bags and moving into other asset classes at that point in time. What if the market really starts to fall apart, which it will at some point in time? Well, we have a whole array of investments that we can look at that point in time, including the bond market, including inverse funds, including precious metals, cash. But now is not the time. This is still a go-go market. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites. A teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, given an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, let's take a look now. Let's go into the market a little bit further. Here's what we've covered so far today. Past performance. I know that past performance is no guarantee of future results. How many times have we heard that? But I'm not going to close my eyes to past performance. Can I just peek? Can I just peek at how the stock has done over the last 10 years? I won't tell anybody. Can I just peek at how this asset class has performed over the last 5 years versus the overall market? How about the last 3 years? How about over the last 12 months? To me, it helps me make decisions. I believe it's a big piece of the puzzle. Now, I don't want to buy stocks just based on past performance. I also want to look at where they're positioned today. And I do that by doing valuations on those companies. And I do that by looking at stock charts and technical pictures. And by looking at the asset classes and where the favorable asset classes are right now. And where the favorable sectors are in the market. All of these things, while they don't guarantee future results, they certainly can help put me into a good spot in the market. And I believe that they help increase my probabilities of having good results in the market. Although, like I say, past performance is no guarantee of future results. But I want to know the past performance, and I want to use that past performance, those past performance numbers, as a basis for forming my opinion on stocks today, on mutual funds today, on asset classes today, on sectors in the market today. We talked about gold. Gold is now on a technical buy signal. The almost 1-year-old downtrend, it's actually been longer than that, but it's been very pronounced over the last 12 months, is now over in gold. Gold has now reversed its downtrend. It's finally found a bottom, and now it's began an uptrend. I will say this, however, it's kind of a V-shaped recovery, which is a little bit scary to me. And even though it's on a technical buy signal, when I do the numbers on gold and look at its past performance over the last year, over the last 6 months, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, it still doesn't measure up. It's still not in my top 8 ranked asset classes at the current time. Therefore, I still have no exposure. I'm not going to talk anybody out of buying gold and playing around with the mining stocks and the commodity stocks because a lot of them are on technical buy signals. But I always say that technicals are just 1/3 of the picture. The other 2/3 of the picture are performance and valuation. And right now, we don't have those two. I want to have it all. I want to have it all on my in my favor. I want to increase the probabilities as much as I possibly can. I've bought a lot of stocks in my day just off of technicals, only to be disappointed later on. So, you know, gold could definitely continue to go higher here. If it does, its performance numbers will start to improve. It will start to measure up. If the market starts to fall apart on a relative basis, gold will start to look better. But as of right now, gold doesn't meet my criteria number two and criteria number three. It only meets one out of the three criteria. We've determined that the 4.5-year-old bull market is still intact at this place. I'm 100% invested in the market. Oh, I have a little bit of cash, a little bit of powder on the sidelines, looking, as I always do each and every day, for good investments to purchase. And I'll be looking again today. We've determined that it's still a small and mid-cap domestic stock market. In fact, as we look at the world of investments that are available to us, that's the sweet spot. It's not overseas. I have no exposure to the emerging markets, to China, to Latin America, Asia, and I have no exposure to the fixed income or bond market. Still, risky. Now, you could say, well, if you buy down here, you're going to get a good yield, and who knows, interest rates may come back a little bit, and you get a little capital appreciation. Yeah, but I'm looking out over the next 2 or 3 years, and I don't see lower interest rates in the crystal ball of the future of this market. I see higher interest rates. Therefore, I'm going to avoid areas of the market that don't do well when interest rates are rising, and I'm going to focus on areas of the market that do well when interest rates are rising. That's the environment we're in right now, so we have to accept that. We have to make the best of that environment. Now, let's just go one last step further here before it's time to say goodbye. And by the way, I'll be back on the radio on all 10 of the Salem Financial channels, and I think several of the political channels also, with John Ransom, in about 3 hours. And I'll be talking about some of these subjects with him on a daily basis, as I guess I'm the new financial guy on Town Hall Finance, John Ransom. He has a lot of guests, but I'll be on a daily basis talking about various things and how the markets are doing and where I think people should have their money parked. Let's go into the sectors real quickly. The number one sector in the market right now, internet sector. Number two, pharmaceuticals. Been there all year. Number three, biotech. Been there all year. Number four, aerospace. Been there for about 6 months. Number five, regional banks. Why? Because they benefit from rising interest rates. Number six, retail. Been there all year. Number seven, consumer discretionary. And number eight, healthcare. Those are the leading sectors in the market. Those were the leading sectors in the market last week. Those were the leading sectors in the market 2 weeks ago. Those were the leading sectors in the market 4 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. This is good. Why? Because this is a trend. And when a trend remains in place, that's a good thing. Just like a football team that wins 10 in a row. Oh, that's a good trend. And when you have pharmaceuticals and biotechs, and regional banks and retail stocks, they're on about a 52-week win streak right now. And we've been able to make some money from those areas of the market. And we continue to make money from them as long as they're at the top. The aggressive growth portfolio as of last Friday is up about 27%. The mutual fund portfolio for all you 401k participants, it's up about 20% year to date. Why? Because I've had you in the right areas of the market and out of the bad neighborhoods. To get my newsletter, pwstreet.com, to talk to us about money management, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.